This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
All right, here we go on a Saturday morning. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 Houston, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Nice to have you aboard as we give you the latest as far as the world of golf is concerned. Charlie, great to be with you this morning.
It's awesome being with you in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, we're going to be, speaking of Houston, Texas, the Houston Open, back to the spring.
Back to the spring. We've got the ladies next week, yeah. Chevron, the major, first major for the ladies at the Nicklaus Golf Course up in Carlton Woods. It's going to be incredible. It's a great venue for them. And then followed that week with the Insperity Invitational. We're knocking it out of the park for golf.
Yeah, Kiwi, Stephen Alker will be defending his title. Jim Furyk will be here. All the legends will be here. Hale Irwin, Bernhard Langer. Charlie, what's the update with John Daly? You know, I know he had the knee replacement last season. Is he back in form here?
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
We need
he's
Big
a
John.
Fun guy
he,
to be.
He's
with.
Got a long drive contest you out there.
John has never really been interested in health, but he is fun to be with. He still can hit the ball, like no other, if you might say. So it's going to be a great week in Insperity. Has its important clients coming in to celebrate what they do, and that's building businesses, and that's what the week is all about. We got the Dave Marr Award. That's going to be given out to a great person. I can't announce that yet, but it's very exciting. So we got two great – we just finished a great week of golf, the Masters. But now we got the Chevron, and then which is the ladies' major that came from California, and then the Insperity. So we're gonna have fun.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of the Chevron Championship, there's actually I'm sure you read the news. Quite a bit of players and fans that were disappointed to see the Chevron Championship leave Mission Hills and come to the Nicklaus Course. I think they'll all be surprised when they get here just how good a setup that is.
Well, the LPGA is trying to upgrade their product and trying to upgrade the money that the ladies play for. This is one big step forward, and sometimes in moving forward, you have to make tough decisions. And it was a great tournament at the Dinosaur for so many years. I mean, it was their best event. But now, Chevron is a great sponsor. The purses are going to be bigger now. So we're moving forward with progress.
Great stretch of golf ahead in our neck of the woods. And obviously the PGA Tour moves on to the 8th elevated event at the RBC Heritage. Here's the rundown for today. We'll get the golf doctor's thoughts on the Masters and review Jon Rahm's second major victory at Augusta National. We'll talk RBC. We'll talk Rory. As far as this is an elevated event this week. All the top players in the world are there, except Rory. We'll give you our opinion there. Number three, the PGA Tour is reaching record viewership numbers, so we'll give you our thoughts on the new PGA Tour schedule and kind of review it at the halfway point. And then number four, we'll discuss the next three majors with Augusta behind us, and we'll fill you in with all the action and weekend picks from the RBC. Charlie, I'll start it here with the Masters. I didn't know until a reporter mentioned it to Jon Rahm, but he became the first European to win the Masters and the U.S. Open last week. How is that possible?
You know, it's
Faldo,
it's
golf. Jacqueline, none of them won both.
Yeah. Ángel Cabrera was the, listen to this, he was the third person to win the Masters and the U.S. Open at Oakmont. Couple other guys that did that with Jack Nicklaus, Ben Hogan. So
Angel's the only South American to do that, though.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly right. But we're setting records all the time, and that's great. And Rahm really stood up to the pressure that Rory couldn't. You know, that was a mystique that, you set a schedule, and you got to keep it. And we know you're behind the eight ball because of his poor play at Augusta at the
he
trying
was,
to win
he was
the Grand
16
Slam
shots back of Koepka after Thursday.
And so that was a mental breakdown. And I don't know. I don't necessarily feel sorry for him. But that's the game, and you got to rise above that. You're an icon in a game that has very few icons, one of the few that could win and make the Grand Slam, like Nicklaus, like Hogan, like Byron, you know, those guys. But it was a great event.
Yeah.
I think Brooks Koepka ran out of gas. He's a strong kid.
Now, is that because he's been playing on LIV Golf where you're only playing 54
holes? Well, if you
holes.
Compare the two schedules that of John Rahm and Brooks Koepka, John Rahm was prepared. He was tournament tough. He had already won 3 tournaments this year. He had his schedule planned. He had his rest planned, but he was strong. Brooks Koepka hadn't played enough golf. And it showed on Sunday because of the extended hours that they had to do because of the rain, because of the – all that played into the scenario. John Rahm's a strong guy, but mentally I don't think he was sharp because he hit shots in a major championship that he's never hit before, and there were poor shots. And that's, you know, one of the demises of his score on Sunday that yeah. – that he just ran out of gas.
Really had that driver going left, Koepka did.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, looking down that leaderboard at Augusta from last week, I think the biggest surprise to everyone, Charlie, was seeing Phil Mickelson back in the mix. Finished second, shot 7-under on Sunday, 65. And even though we haven't seen him, you know, on the PGA Tour in quite some time, it was exciting to see him right there. There's a period of time when Rahm was on, you know, 14 and 15 where it looked like, hey, Phil might be able to sneak in a playoff here.
It was and Jordan Spieth was yeah. right there with him, but Phil Mickelson, 3-time champion, he knows the golf course. He does look in better shape. He was more quieter, more concerned with his game. He wasn't mouthing off or anything like that. He stayed at the Masters dinner on Tuesday night, stayed quiet. He usually dominates that. That's one reason why Cabrera didn't like going is because he speaks too much. Well, this he didn't speak. He led his game, and he announced that he was getting ready to play some special golf. So he's been working on it. He's trying to get his life back. I mean, this kid has given away so much of his reputation, and I was happy to hear that his wife was at Augusta with him. So his family life is coming back.
Putting the puzzle back together.
But he hits some great shots coming down the pike.
And defending champion, Scottie Scheffler, you know, he was right there as well. He finished 10th. We're going to talk about the RBC a little later on, but, you know, Scheffler really 68 to begin the week last week, shot 75 in the second round and finished with 71-70. Charlie hit the ball well enough to repeat. It was just the putter that let him down a touch.
In the history of this event, how many tournaments have they had?
They've had 4 or 3 repeat winners.
No, three in, what, 40 years?
Yeah.
So that you knew that wasn't really going to happen.
Did you?
We wanted to happen, but chances are, I thought he defended his title very well, and he's bounced back, and look what he's doing this week down at
the RBC.
RBC, and there's been cases where Bernard Langer won at the Masters and won at RBC, so that momentum carries on.
Yeah, we'll see if he catches Jimmy Walker on the weekend. One last thing before we move away from the Masters. Charlie, of course, there was so much, so many headlines and hype about the animosity between, you know, LIV and the PGA going to Augusta. We didn't see that at all. I mean, Rory and Brooks were playing practice rounds. Rahm and Koepka were a fun pairing on Sunday. That's really media-driven, isn't it, the animosity?
It's exactly right. And the guys, the friends are still friends. And the other people that resent what they did, sure, they have a resentment, but they're not going to dwell on it. It's in the past. We got to work through it, but it's very hard. It's very hard for me to work through it because of the, you know, the history of our world is one of war, And we've had I've been to Pearl Harbor, you know, I've been to Gettysburg, I've been to the cemetery in Paris of World War II, and I've been to the Twin Towers, and I know who did that. And it's hard for me to forgive the people that did that. They attacked our soil, and they killed 3,600 people that one day, that horrible day in September, you know, 9/11. And I know where their money comes from that's driving Live, and I'm having difficult with it. They've got to come out with a statement and say something. I mean, Japan, they attacked us, and then they surrendered, you know. We went to Europe to defend, you know, democracy over there. England, and it was our big ally, and we got 10,000 soldiers in France in the ground because of our efforts, and we got to respect that. Our guys and girls that go to war and protect us. We got to protect them and their efforts. So, Liv's got a lot of PR to clean up before I'm sold on. We should be doing business with them.
Yeah, when you look at, if you watch their tournaments, they have, you know, 9/11 protesters at every event. You know, they're there. You know, they're speaking the good word. But hey, we'll get more. We'll get back to the golf here on the other side, right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
Listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
All right, sorry for the delay. Welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5 Houston. Before we get talking about Jimmy Walker and the six-time tour winner's lead at the RBC Heritage, how about a quick word from our friends at Insperity, Charlie?
Insperity, what a company. What a company that was established in 1986 to be an HR company, to help other small businesses to succeed so communities can prosper. That's their motto. That's what drives them. They want to help their surroundings to succeed in business and do the businesses, you know, correctly. The HR part of business today is so important, how we treat people, and Insperity is number one in how it treats its over 4,000 employees all over the United States, and how they treat their customers with respect and knowledge of what they represent, and that's far as HR, and that makes the difference. They're a company that is so well respected. This next week, the last week of April, we're celebrating their 20th anniversary of their Insperity Invitational. That's the number one Champions Tour event. And the pros come in and they love it. And then they have a special day on Friday where the greats of golf come in. Jack Nicklaus, wow. Gary Player, Annika Sorenstam, Nancy Lopez, all of the greats of golf that have given us so much pleasure, they come in for a day of golf, and their customers get to play with them. You sit down with these great, great professionals and just have fun and celebrate life. And so if you're in the market and you have a small business and you want to grow it, and a small business can be, you know, 0 to 100 employees or more, give them a call. Log on to Insperity.com, and I guarantee you, you'll be so happy that you did.
All right, last segment, we reviewed the Masters. In case you missed that, you can find the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN975.com, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. And Charlie, this week, I mean, you know, Carl in the clubhouse is wondering, why are all the best players in the world teeing it up at the Masters? You never see that the week after. Most guys are taking weeks off. Everyone's at Harbortown Golf Links. Scotty's there. Xander Schauffele is there. John Rahm's there. We'll get to Rory in just a minute. But, Charlie, first year of the elevated schedule. Obviously, this is going to change next year because, you know, the way everything felt, the PGA Tour had to make a reaction to LIV. The schedule was already set. And these companies like RBC, you know, decided after the schedule was set if they were going to elevate or not. RBC, of course, is obviously in. This is an incredible tournament, quite the test of golf.
Plus, the Houston Open will be played in spring, 2 weeks prior to Augusta.
Yes.
But more importantly, in...
Is that date stamped?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that is on the schedule.
Okay.
And congratulations, Jim Crane and his crew that have, you know, held our tournament together. And I played Memorial Park yesterday in an event that we raised money for children that need food. And that's amazing that you have to do that, but we did it. And I played with some characters on my team. I'm not going to mention their names, but we had a great time, a lot of laughs. They work for Group One, the big car dealership that have 100 agencies all over the country, and they're the title sponsor of the event. And we just had a wonderful time at Memorial Park, and it was announced, you know, that the 2024 tournament is in the spring, and we're not going to have one this fall. So life is good, and we had a great time.
Charlie, number one, I think 2 weeks before the Masters in 2023, it is better than that week before because you're not seeing as many players use that prep week the week before. They're taking the week off.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's many different reasons why you want a spring tournament in Houston, Texas.
You know, Phil used to come to come get his game prepped at Golf Club of Houston every year.
Yeah.
But you're not seeing that, right?
No,
you know,
no.
You're not seeing all the stars in Valero.
And, you know, golf in the fall, you know, we have hunting, we got football, a lot of competition.
Yeah.
So we're right in the middle of golf season, and I'm happy for the Houston Open, the Astros Foundation. The city of Houston will get behind it. We just saw what our city did for the Final Four. You know, that was an incredible success. We know how to handle big events, and the Houston Open is a big event for golf in Houston, in Texas, and in the golf calendar for the PGA Tour.
You know, let's get to, you know, on the subject of the schedule, you know, Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods were at the forefront of these changes to the schedule this year. You know, they decided the top 20 players in the world would come together at least 16 times a year in what were called elevated events. All four major championships are elevated. The players, the three, you know, playoff events, the three player-hosted events like Riviera hosted by Tiger, and then you have the Century Tournament of Champions, and of course, the match play. That's 13. Then to make out the other four, you have four random tournaments that kind of switch year to year so that every city can see the best players in the world. Now, before we get to Rory, Charlie, what has been your thoughts on these elevated events? I mean, we've had a great champion for all of them. Rahm at the Century, you know, the list goes on. What have you thought about this new schedule?
Well, I think the PGA has been very proactive in doing its schedule correctly, and understanding competition is good, and they have a plan, and these new tournaments are a thing of the future, and the money sure has really increased, but you know, we got one guy on the NFL that wants $250 million a year. That's one person. You know, the PGA Tour, number one is charity. Charity, charity, charity. We give so much money away to the needy people of our society through golf. That's the big deal. And I haven't heard Liv say that, but the PGA Tour and what we do here in Houston and all of the communities that host PGA events, their number one reason for hosting an event is charity. And so if we keep that always as our goal, we're going to be very successful. And the PGA Tour is right there with them. And so I think we're spot on.
And just looking down the list of incredible finishes at these elevated events so far this season, and Kapalua, you know, Morikawa collapsed with the Rahm victory at Phoenix. Scotty Scheffler defended his title at Bay Hill. Kind of Kurt Kitayama fended off Scheffler and Spieth in a David versus Goliath situation that unfolded at Arnie's Place. You know, the players was great with Scheffler winning. You know, the ending to the WGC Dell match play, you know, Cam Young, Rory, Scheffler, and Burns. Then, of course, Rahm takes number one back last week at the Masters. We have not had a boring finish to any of these events.
No, not at all. And golf is in a good stead. And now we have the ladies coming to town, the Chevron Major Championship for the LPGA. And college golf is really growing. The University of Houston has a great program here. Houston Baptist has a great golf program for men and women. Rice has a great. So golf is in the fabric of our society. It's a great game, and it does a lot, and it's fun to play sometimes. But, you know, we're lucky to be celebrating what we do.
Yeah, and outside of Houston, I mean, with University of Texas team, yes, and Texas A&M.
Right. How about I know, our hero?
I was just thinking, we can't go this whole show without mentioning Sam Bennett. Yeah, finished T16 at Augusta last week. This was a player who was only averaging 283 off the tee, Charlie. He was only out driving 11 players in the field, six of which were eligible for Champions Tour. It just goes to show, and he did it when Augusta, you know, there was wet conditions, the ball's not rolling out anywhere. The fact that he was basically taking, you know, 5, 6, and 7 irons and getting them into these small landing portions on these greens were incredible. And he really is. You get a chance to know him. He's an even better, you know, individual.
He played really fearless.
Yeah, he did.
And his history in the game with this, losing his father at an early age to a horrific disease, early Alzheimer's, and he overcame that, and he's doing it in his father's glory, and he won the Spirit Championship a couple years ago up in
Whispering Pines.
And now that, you know, he's a leading collegiate golfer, and that's just helping, you know. But I'm so happy for Sam. You talk about a good kid, and we know him. You know him a lot better than I do.
Had him on the show twice.
But he's salt of the earth, and he's encouraging all of the kids. My grandson is now, you know, one of his idols is he wants to do what Sam did. So that would be pretty cool if Charlie could do that.
Absolutely. Charlie Wiley going to SMU here in a couple of years. We'll be looking forward to that. Another great program.
You know,
Mac Messner just came out of that program. He's up there. I'm gonna check the KFT leaderboard. He's top 30 at KFT. Speaking of great golf, the Korn Ferry Tour is up in Arlington this week, where our friends Cole Hammer and Pearson Cootey. I shouldn't speak too fast. Cole Hammer shot 8-under yesterday to climb up the leaderboard. Parker Cootey is actually the one in the top five right now up at the KFT event. Pearson's a little lower on the leaderboard, but Pearson's gotten all the hype this year. They're very equal players, Charlie. See, it's all timing.
And that's why the Masters announced this year that the winner of the NCAA championship in golf gets an exemption into the Masters. And the ladies, how about the ladies amateur? We haven't talked about that at Augusta. Look what
Roseanne.
That's doing. Roseanne, what a sweet lady she is, but can she play golf or what?
Unbelievable. Her composure is just, it's second to none.
Yeah.
It's second to
none. When she played in the Spirit, too, up at Whispering Pines, and she was so kind to my granddaughter, and she just has a piece about her that is really neat, and that's why she's such a good professional golfer, or going to be.
You know, and really that team is, you know, led by Christine Walker, great women's golf coach out in Stanford. You know, Rose and Rachel Heck and Caroline Sturdza, they've done an incredible job leading the way. Rachel Heck, unfortunately, out for the season. She'll be back next year. I think they both intend on turning pro. Back to this, just so I get this correct, back to this Korn Ferry Tour leaderboard. Parker Cootey, obviously Texas alum, tied for fourth at the Veritex Bank Championship. Mac Messner is tied 29th, and Pearson Cootey is T63. Cole Hammer in 10th. Big week for him. You know, this is the reshuffle week on the Korn Ferry Tour, and with his status, we need a good one. So we'll get to that. Charlie, Before we get to Rory, Jimmy Walker, you know, this is someone. He's a six-time PGA Tour winner. He leads the way at the RBC Heritage. Only one top 10 in his last 98 starts. Now, he's been dealing with, you know, through the years, very bad disease. Can you tell us a little bit
the
more
Lyme
about
that? The Lyme disease. Yeah. It's something that comes from a tick when you're hunting. And he and his wife have been fighting that for the last couple of years. And just when he had won his first major championship, the PGA, and Jim was, you know, he's representing Insperity also, but he's hung in there and he's fought this off, and he looks primed to win his first event in the last 4 years since he won the PGA championship. And sometimes, you know, you get bit by a bug, but the wrong one. And I'm really happy to see Jim and Jimmy in his position, and I'm picking him.
Yeah, you're picking him. We'll give you picks in the next segment. We'll continue on the RBC Heritage Leaderboard. But before we go to break, I got to tell you about my friends over at Brookside Equipment. Tom and Adam Belimovich are the great people who own 9 Houston locations, and it is the premier dealership for all John Deere equipment in Houston. Whether you're a homeowner, rancher, contractor, or institution, the Brookside team is there to provide you with the equipment solution and full service support you deserve. As far as the golf is concerned, one of their partners is Houston Country Club, Whispering Pines Golf Club, which is the number one golf club in Texas, and includes Memorial Park Golf Course, which is home to the PGA Tour's Houston Open. And no matter your situation, Brookside has the deal you need. New or pre-owned equipment, parts, service, flexible payment plans, they have it all. Houston, Spring, Jersey City, League City, Katy, Southwest Houston. Go see them at one of their 9 locations or visit their website at brooksideusa.com to check out any special deals at Brookside Equipment. Tell them you heard it here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 Houston. Once again, that is Brookside Equipment. Back after this.
Listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
All right, 15 minutes before the hour here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5 Houston. Presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Charlie, what do you have golf tip-wise for listeners today?
You know what wins tournaments?
No. No, I don't. I don't know what that. I don't know what that feeling is.
Chipping
around the greens.
The art of chipping. John Rahm's art of chipping won him the Masters. The most famous chip in the world was Tiger's chip behind the 16th green, where he aimed well away from the hole. He read the green and he chipped the ball to where it could roll. Chipping and rolling. No air. You don't chip with a 60-degree wedge. You chip with a pitching wedge. You chip maybe with a 54. You chip with a 7-iron. And you can also putt chip. Learn to roll the ball on the green and get it to the hole. It's imagination. You got to pick a spot, put the spot that where the ball is going to get to the apex, and then it's going to turn towards the hole. And I'm sure all of our listeners that really like golf, they have videoed they've copied the Masters Championship. Go back and look at the 5 or 6 chips, because the average pro only hits 13 greens a year around, so he's going to have 5 chips. Chip pitch, maximum airtime, minimum ground time, or maximum ground time, minimum air time. Make that decision. And I guarantee you, the sooner you can get the ball on the ground rolling, the more chips you're going to make.
What's a good way for listeners to actually practice that once they're out there? Once they watch Rahm, once they've watched the replay, how can they go practice that?
You got to set up a practice green and get a chip from 40 or 50 feet. And use an 8-iron, use a pitching wedge, and maybe use one of your wedges, and decide what flight that you want to put on the golf ball. And the lower you hit a chip, the better off you're going to be to get it on the green and rolling. You want that ball to roll. So, and take a chipping lesson. Don't take – everybody's hitting his driver. Go to your golf professional, he or she. chipping and pitching is so much part of the game, so much part of winning. I guarantee you, you improve your chipping, you're going to improve your personality.
How important is it to focus on a landing spot, Charlie?
Very important. Very important. You got to have a destination in mind. Golf is a target game. And sometimes, like Tiger, that famous chip he hit that one Sunday afternoon, Saturday afternoon, he was chipping well away from the pin to accommodate the break of the green. So it's the pin is the destination. The target is the area where you say, okay, I got to have the ball land here so it can go from A to B to C.
And if you're just joining us, welcome in. You know, the PGA Tour moves on to the eighth elevated event of the season at the RBC Heritage in South Carolina, Hilton Head, of course. Jimmy Walker leads the way by three shots over world number two, Scottie Scheffler. And Scheffler's in a tie for second with Justin Rose and Xander Schauffele. Charlie, Scottie wins this week. If he wins the RBC Heritage, he moves back to world number one regardless of where Rahm finishes.
It's interesting how that works out, and it goes back and forth, ebb and flow.
Yeah.
Who's one, who's two, who's three. But the interesting thing about this golf course is it's a short golf course, but it's a tight golf course in that the fairways are lined with the trees, and if you don't hit the ball off the tee correctly, you're going to make a big number. And so this is a perfect example where, you know, rolling back the golf ball is not that important. If you put the small greens, small targets, it's a fun golf course to play. I've been over there, Harbortown. It's magnificent. And it's got the widest fairway on number 18 of any course I know of. But once again, this is a chipping contest. And watch this weekend, sports fans, golf fans, how many chips they chip in, because they practice. Get yourself a practice green and practice chipping and pitching, not with a 60-degree wedge.
Yeah, the top of this leaderboard just has a lot of fantastic short games up there. Scheffler, of course, Xander Schauffele, great around the greens, Fleetwood, Cantlay. I'm surprised Hovland is up there. You know, he can get a little shaky around the greens, but he's putting
he's
on a ball.
But he's improved it. Yeah. He's worked hard on it. And it just shows you, you know, where there's a need, you got to practice.
Two guys, Charlie, that I'm very happy to see in the top in this leaderboard. Mm-hmm. Number one, Ricky Fowler, back up there again. He's coming off three great starts.
Yep.
Top 20 in all three of his last three starts. That's number one. Number two, Matt Kuchar is a savant around this golf course. I mean, he loves this place.
Yeah. But
was my sleeper pick for the week.
I got a good sleeper pick.
Yeah, yeah. Who is it?
Because I like to say his name, Emiliano Grillo, the Argentine.
Your guy.
This is his type of golf course. He's not a bomber. He's a straight hitter, and then
little butter fades.
That's it, and he can chip and pitch. So. Go get him, Emiliano.
Yeah, we'll give you our picks here in a second. Charlie, I don't want to forget about this. We have to talk Rory. You know, he was at the forefront of this elevated event idea. Rory had a large influence in the decision that, you know, players could only miss one event per year. Rory was up there, you know, 6 months ago telling us how the fans and the sponsors need the top players to get together more often. Then, you know, a week before the first elevated event, we find out he's skipping Kapalua because he's got to get some obligated European Tour starts in. That's understandable. But, you know, he was telling – John Rahm openly expressed concern about how the star players are going to play 16 to 20 events on the PGA Tour and how you can also maintain status on the European Tour. And you know what Rory told him? He said, you know, we've been spoiled the last 5 years. We got to put on our big boy pants and play a little bit more. And now he's the only one at the RBC that's not there. Out of all 20 top players in the world, he decided this was going to be the week to skip.
Open mouth and insert foot. But sometimes, you know, because of what he went through at Augusta and mentally fatigued, and he made a $3 million decision.
Yeah, he
and
sure
he,
did.
He wants his mental health is more important than the money. And so he made that decision. You got to honor it, but he paid the price. You know, it's you go down the freeway going 100 miles an hour, you're going to get a ticket. You know, now you go against the rules, you're going to get a ticket. And so they've got to go back to the drawing board and come up with something. But I don't feel sorry for him. It's part of the deal. And he made the decision, and he paid for it.
Yeah, I mean, Rahm just played a 36-hole marathon on Sunday.
But he won.
Augusta. He won.
But he won.
Rory didn't even play the weekend.
But his you know? Mind is gone.
He's played 54 his holes
mind
over the
is
last
gone.
2 weeks.
He was so keyed up to try to win that tournament, and because he wants to become a Grand Slam winner and all that, and all the pressure's on him, and he's in the seat. He's in that hot seat, so he's either going to get out of the hot seat and play, be more low key. That's why Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus let Dean Beeman make all the decisions. You know, let the commissioner do that. Don't get involved in that politics because it's going to ruin you're not going to go into the locker room with everybody questioning, well, Rory this, Rory that. Get back to just playing golf.
We'll see him again in a month at the Wells Fargo Championship. Charlie, who is your pick for the RBC Heritage?
Emiliano Grillo.
Not Jimmy Walker?
No.
Okay. Emiliano
Grillo. I want Jimmy Walker to win, but, you know, I just like pronouncing his name.
I'm going to say Patrick Cantlay comes back from, you know, he's five back right now. I think Cantlay comes back
he's
and
too
wins.
Slow.
You know, he was up there at Augusta a lot. Yeah, he is slow. He gets a lot of heat for that too. Him and Sam Bennett, they need to pick up the pace a little bit. I love Sam. I love Patrick. They got to pick up the pace a little bit. We need a shot clock in golf.
Just like when you do your read, you pick up the pace.
I'm about to pick up the pace right here. We got to take a quick break to talk about the Swing Sound app, which you can find on the App Store or Google Play. One thing that all amateurs and weekend golfers struggle with. It's consistent rhythm and tempo in their golf swing. You either swing the club too slow or too quick, especially under pressure when you have a big putt in your weekend skins game. Now, with some of the help of the best sound engineers in the world, Marius Filmotter has developed the Swing Sound app, which consistently plays a rhythmic sound that will help establish your swing tempo and master your golf performance. Do yourself a favor. Take control of your golf performance and establish your swing tempo by downloading the Swing Sound app, available for only $4.99 on the App Store or Google Play. Charlie, it's been a great Saturday. We're all done here.
Hey, to our big leader over here, man, he was tested, and he came out like a lion. Way to go.
He sure did. Only about a five-minute delay there. Thank you, John Bellmer, behind the ones and twos. See you next week, Charlie.
Way to go, Johnny.